I'm joined on the line by the co-founder of Berman Carlisle Housing Concept, Alicia Carlisle. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Alicia.
Good morning, Abs. Thanks very much for having me this morning.
Thank you so much. To you listening at all, by the way, I mean, if we talk about the cost of houses in South Africa, more specifically, I mean, the Western Cape, it's been an issue that we've been talking about. It's getting higher and higher. It's getting more and more expensive to buy affordable housing. And so then the question is, do we continue trying to make more money, or do we continue trying to find different solutions, alternatives to our living conditions? And I think Alicia has perhaps a different view on this. Alicia, you're joining us to talk to us about container living. Can you just give us an idea, when we talk about container living, what are we talking about?
Well, first, I think the misconception of a container home is what you see on the side of the road when you're driving past a building complex or a building site that's busy and you see the containers that they use as offices. So I think the misconception is that that's not container homes. Container homes may look like a container on the outside, but looks like a normal home on the inside. And they're insulated, they have walls, they have lights, they have plumbing, they have electricity, they have built-in cupboards, they have running water and showers, toilets and basins. So I think, when we talk container homes, I think people just need to be a bit open-minded and think of the innovation that is possible with containers.
I must say, because as soon as I hear container, like you just said, I just thought, oh, the corner spaza shop. Oh. What it is.
Definitely not the corner spaza shop.
So essentially what we're saying is these are proper apartments. It's just a question of now these are containers. If you can walk us through the process, though, is it a question of you as a business that would come to me as a client and would sit down with me and I'd say, this is what I want from my, I want this, how many containers, this is how I want the layout to be, or do you already have standing layouts?
We do have turnkey solutions, which are one or two bedroom homes built in one single container, which we already have plans for, which we do sell quite a lot of. And then we have homes where clients come and sit down and we custom build and custom design to what their needs are. For an example, we have a unit in Pringle Bay, which we're currently finishing off, which is built with four 12-meter containers, and that is a 180-square-meter floor plan home.
I'm looking at some of the pictures that you've sent us here, but let me remind the listeners once again very quickly, 16 minutes past five, I am chatting to Alicia Carlisle, co-founder of Berman Carlisle Housing Concepts, talking to us about container living. And I'm looking at some of the pictures that she sent. This is beautiful. This actually looks like, you must understand, Alicia, like you said earlier on, you have this idea of what a container will look like. And then I'm looking at these pictures. It's something different altogether. But we talk about this then becoming an alternative to the high cost of living in South Africa. How much can I expect to pay for one of these? And will the bank approve a bond for this?
There are some banks that are currently looking into it. I know Standard Bank, we're busy working alongside Standard Bank to find ways where they are able to finance people for these homes. Again, in the beginning, container homes were sort of frowned upon as not sure whether they were going to be movable structures or temporary structures or permanent structures, and that's why the banks are now looking into it. I think because more and more people are becoming more aware of what they're able to do with it, and that's why the banks are having to jump on board with it.
Okay. And talking to that, though, about the people that are buying this, you talk about that it is, in fact, a popular option that you're having. I don't know if you have specific numbers or anything like that, but I would love to hear from you. Is it popular? And I mean, are people buying into this? And do you find that perhaps for some, it's more of a status thing more than anything else?
No, I think when we started 3 years ago, again, the misconception of containers was a big problem for us, especially for us to go into the affordable housing market. And when we sort of started going forward and advertising and more people were realizing what you could do, as soon as we did a luxury unit, which was a unit of ours up in Botrefere and another one in Fisherhaven, as soon as we had done that and people in the community had seen that that's what you can do with a container and it's a luxury unit, then they started realizing that you could actually live in this as a home, as an everyday home. With containers, you've already got the structure. The structure of the home is already there. So the rest of it that you need to do is just purely making it look like a home on the inside. And with us having luxury units being built, then the people in the affordable housing sector and the community then realized how you could do it. So a lot of people are definitely interested in the housing sector. We've done some affordable housing. We've done some luxury units in, like I mentioned, the Botrefier and Fisherhaven area, which are rented out on Airbnb. And then we've done a home in Pringle Bay, which is, although it's Pringle Bay and it's a residential home, it was still an affordable solution compared to brick and mortar. To give you an idea on cost, you're looking at anything between 30 and 40% cheaper than building with brick and mortar.
And just finishing off very quickly, Alicia, surely then, if this is a sustainable and cheaper way of having a house, how are we talking with government? Are you talking to government to make this an option that's available for the rest of South Africa?
Yes, we have been to see government. We have been to see a few people within the DA as well, where we've able to show them that this is what we are able to do. I do sort of push it on my side because it's why we started the company originally, was to get the housing problem sorted out as well as the student accommodation sorted out. So yes, we have been to see them, we have given them options, and we'll just wait to hear from them. I think hopefully with the public and people seeing it more and more on the side of the road or in residential areas where they'll see container homes that they can live in them and they can look beautiful, maybe they'll have a public outcry and then the government will have to move quicker.
Oh, we're looking forward to get some feedback from you on this one. And by the way, I'll say once again, those pictures look stunning. It's like it's changed my mindset from what I was thinking. Nonetheless, Alicia, Alicia, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We'll chat again soon, perhaps with an update.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Alicia Carlisle, co-founder of Berman Carlisle Housing Concepts. 20